First Street, please.
Oh, all right.
You don't mind the dog being in the cab, do you?
No, he doesn't mind me being in it, does he?
Don't worry about him. He's very well trained. He just got out of obedience school. I take him everywhere with me. I just won him in a poker game a few weeks back. He's a beautiful dog, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is beautiful.
Name is Hamlet. You can probably guess why I call him Hamlet.
Grew up in a small town?
Oh, because he's the Great Dane, you know, Hamlet, the Dane in the play.
Oh, yeah.
A very intelligent dog, too. Watch, I'll show you. Speak, Hamlet, speak. Come on, Hamlet, speak.
Come on, Hamlet, speak. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I.
Speak, you stupid dog. Come on, speak.
Oh, that's okay. If he thinks of something to say later on, he can call me.
That's $1.65. There you go. Oh, that's all right.
Thank you.
You know, he really is a very smart dog. I don't know what's wrong with him today. Hold out your hand. He'll give you his paw.
No, I don't think I better.
No. Come on, hold out your hand. He'll give you his paw. Give me a paw, Ham. I said paw, not floor.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it isn't okay. Get up from there, you stupid dog. Come on,
hey, that's
get
what,
up
that's
from there.
Hey, mister, what are you doing?
Get up from there.
Hey, what
you
are you
gotta
doing?
Learn. Get him up from there.
Don't hit the dog.
It's
hey.
My dog. I'll hit him if I want. Get up from there,
hey, come
you
on, it's my
dog.
Cab. Don't hit the dog
I
on my
said,
cab.
Get up from there.
Hey, mister, hear what I said?
Get up
would you
from
cut
there.
It out?
Get
hey,
up
mister, would you cut that out?
Stupid dog.
Hey,
get up.
Give me that. Give me that. Get out of my cab. Go on, get out of here.
Come on, Hamlet. Hammer, come out here! Hi, is Bobby Wheeler. Any messages? Well, are you sure? Yeah, okay, well, just check again, all right? Okay, now listen, I'm down at the garage. If anybody calls, you give them the number. All right.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Let me go, Tony. I gotta hit something.
Hey, what are you, crazy? I can see you're upset, but don't hit that. You could really hurt yourself.
Yeah, well, I don't care, man, because I gotta hit something.
All right, here. Hit me. Here, in the stomach. All right.
I can't do that.
Come on, don't worry about it. I'm hard as a rock. I do 200 sit-ups a day. I go to the gym. Guys hit me all the time. It's part of my training. Go ahead.
Are you sure now, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. Hard as you can. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is it okay? I'm fine. Hey, listen. If it makes you feel any
better. I feel great.
Great. Anytime I can help
you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Tony. Hey, John. John, don't use that phone, okay? John, I said don't use that phone!
Hey, Bob. Is it all right if John uses the toilet?
Just lay off, Louie, okay? I got a lot of things in my mind.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, listen, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I'm expecting a call any minute, you know? And could you just wait with me, because I don't want to be alone when I get it.
Yeah, sure. What kind of phone call?
Well, you see...
Alex!
Been...
No!
Oh, 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 I find your car.
Yeah, I know.
Hey. Wow, where'd you find him?
I took him away from some guy in my cab. He was whipping him with his leash.
Hey, you shouldn't do that, boy. You could hurt somebody.
Hey, Alex, you know, like,
he's so gorgeous. What's his name?
Alex, you see, this phone call...
His name is Hamlet.
Are you gonna keep him?
Oh, I guess so. Until I can find a better home for him. Hey, Locke, will you do me a favor and get Hamlet some water?
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby. You were telling me about this phone call.
Hey, so what's doing here? We're gonna go get some breakfast or what? Hey, what's this phone call you're waiting for?
It's about an acting job.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm up for the lead in a new off-Broadway play.
Well, now, that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's down between me and two other guys, and they said they'd let me know this morning, so...
Stuff like that's always happened to you.
This is special?
Yeah. Yeah? See, that's why I wanted to talk to you, Alex. Yeah, I've got this whole thing that I... All right. Everybody sit down. I'll tell you. See, when I first came to New York...
Where'd you come from, Bobby?
The Bronx. I made this deal with myself. I mean, I knew how there were thousands of starving actors here, and how it's a rotten life, and how very few make it, how you can get old trying, you know? So I gave myself a strict time limit, 3 years. 3 years to get started as an actor. Now, I promised myself in that amount of time, if I didn't get a paid acting job, I'd give it up, get a regular full-time job, and never think about acting again. I mean, a guy can't go on like I've been doing forever, you know, beating my brains out here 6 nights a week and spending my days trying for something that might not happen. I mean, there's got to be a limit. I figured 3 years. I mean, how could I not get a job in 3 years, you know? 3 years are up today. I mean, my life is riding on this job, you know? I got to get this part, Alex. See, that's why I wanted you to be with me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know how much I want to act. It's the only thing in the world that really matters to me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if they call up and they tell me that they're going to pick one of those other two guys, Alex, I don't know what to do. I'm...
What are you going to do? So they're picking up a guy. I mean, it's
all
not
right.
The world, is it?
I want my dog. Where's my dog?
I'll be right back to you, Bobby. I got to deal with this guy first.
Come on, where is he? Hamlet?
Huh?
Hamlet! Oh, there he is. Would you give me that dog, please?
What dog?
Well, that dog, that's my dog.
I don't see any dog. What dog are you talking about?
I don't see any dog either.
Dog? What dog? Hey, Fred, do you see a dog? What dog?
Oh, I get it. You guys are looking for trouble, huh?
Hey, what's going on out here?
Are you in charge here?
The old lady's getting mugged.
Well, that dog is my dog, and I want him now.
Hey, Louie, we don't know what this guy's talking about. You don't see no dog here, do you?
Yeah. I got some in my eyes. I can't see anything. I can't see if there's a dog here or not. Anybody got a dollar bill I can wipe the sweat out of my eyes? There's no dog here, mister.
You guys think you're pretty cute, don't you? Well, you better give me that dog, and you better give him to me right now, because if you don't, I'm going straight from here to the police.
Oh.
Now, does anybody want to talk to me about that or not?
Sure. You want someone to talk to you?
Yeah.
Vodka?
Hi. Yeah, yeah. This is Bobby Wheeler. Oh, no, that's okay, you know. I appreciate the call, really.
I didn't get the part, Hamlet. Louis, for God's sake, now, it's my turn. Let me have him, huh?
All right. I'll let you have him, but only because your dreams are crashing around you.
Nice. Good boy, yeah.
Good little man.
Hey, Bobby. Listen, don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be okay.
Will you stop talking to him like that, Elaine? How is everything gonna be okay? Look, I don't know much about acting, but what I do know is, if you want a good job, you gotta go stand in line. If you wanna find a good job acting, find a line to stand in. Bobby, you're not gonna get anywhere sitting here feeling sorry for yourself.
Damn it, Alex, you're right. There's still 14 hours to go before midnight. I'm gonna knock on every door in New York if I have to. I don't care what it is. Bit part, commercial, walk-on, but I'm gonna get something. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Bobby.
Oh, geez. Oh, thanks a lot. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, really.
Oh, don't mention it. Now, it's just a lucky thing that you happened to come by today.
Yeah.
Now, look, Bobby, you do understand that the director is doing the casting on the commercial. I can't influence him for you.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, any tips on how I might be able to catch his eye?
Well, just be yourself.
I better go rehearse a little.
Okay. Tom.
Cameron.
Everybody, this is Peter Nicholson, our director.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm sure you're all familiar with this commercial. Now, I'd like Tom over here.
Yep.
Now, I'd like you all to form a loose semicircle behind him with your backs towards him, please. Okay? Yeah. Now, I will cue Tom, and I want you to react naturally for me, okay? And Tom.
My broker is E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says...
Great. Okay, thank you. We'll be in touch.
Tom, how'd I do?
You did fine. Just fine, Bobby, really.
You think I got a shot?
Yeah, you got a shot.
Gee, thanks, Tom.
Commercial?
Yes, wait a minute.
Oh. Are you gonna tell us or not?
Well, wait till everybody's inside.
Did you get it?
I didn't get it!
Yeah!
What? Hey, so what are we celebrating then?
Oh, well, my first acting job.
You got your first acting job?
Not yet.
Yeah!
What is it, some kind of new party game here?
Hey, it's okay that I didn't get a job.
Because I'm gonna get one.
Yeah! Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you sure?
Oh, positive.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be before midnight tonight. Come on. I'll tell you all about it in a minute. Let's everybody have a drink. Okay?
Yeah, come on, let's have a drink. Hey, Locke, come on.
Let's go. Come on. Last for me. Okay, all right. Somebody make a toast and
okay,
we're set.
Toast. Ya bat yo shibi de la busti ba, yum yum yibi de la biski bum. No, Everybody must do toast.
If you don't mind, I'll make the toast. So Bobby's new job.
You're here.
All right. Nice toast.
Yeah, come on. Everybody sit down.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Bobby, why don't you just tell us about the job you're going
to get? Oh, well, when I found out I didn't get the commercial this morning, I really started hustling. I went into every casting office in this town. And some guys even had me read for parts, you know? And that's pretty good when you're going in cold, you know?
Yeah, I'll say.
Hey, who am I kidding? That's great when you're going in cold.
Yes.
And some of them even told me that I was in the running, so one of them has to come through, right?
Sure.
I'm going to get a call on my phone before midnight tonight when the 3 years are up, and I'm not going to have to give up acting. Oh, you know, it's just so great when you know it in your heart, man. You don't have to sweat it anymore.
Well, maybe somebody is going to call you, Bobby, but how do you know they're going to call before midnight?
Oh, well, that's simple logic. See, when you're good at something, you end up doing it. Now, I'm not going to end up acting unless I get a phone call before midnight, so I'm going to get a call before midnight.
Isn't it wonderful? I mean, so what if he doesn't get a call tonight? He's feeling really great right now.
Yeah, so what if you're falling off the cliff? The view is wonderful on the way down.
What's that mean?
Somebody better tell this guy that he's setting himself up for too big a fall.
Alex, don't.
Sure, we all leave here at 11:59 with a song in our heart. I hope we don't hear the thud.
I just don't think it's important.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing. Alex is just getting a little nervous.
Now, come on, Elaine. I gotta tell him what I'm thinking. I'm his friend.
Hey, don't worry, Alex. I just explained to you why I'm going to get a call before midnight, right?
Yeah, I know, because you're so good at acting.
Exactly. Great actors get jobs. I'm a great actor.
Bobby, we got to be rational here.
I am being rational. I'm good. Good people do what they're good at, and I'm good.
Bobby.
I got to act, Alex, because I'm good.
Bobby, listen.
I'm good.
Look, just because someone doesn't call you by midnight doesn't mean
the only way that phone's not going to ring before midnight, Alex, is if I'm not good enough. And you're not going to tell me that
maybe you're not that good. Yet. It doesn't mean that with a little more experience, you couldn't get there.
All right, just stop it, all right? Now, you've said what you had to say. Now, let me talk, all right? No. When I was 6 years old, Alex, my father died. And I never had any older brothers. Had a couple older sisters. But, till I met you, I don't think there was ever a man in my life that I felt was on my side. I mean, I had lots of friends and everything, but I always felt that there was something special between you and me. And you knew that, Alex. You knew how I looked up to you and respected you and counted on you.
Oh, come on, Bobby.
Now, but please, just let me finish, all right? What you just said just now, I mean, it would have been okay coming from a friend. But not from somebody I felt about the way I feel about you. I don't know how to tell you. You just hurt me now, Alex. Except to say that it feels like my father just died again.
Oh, come on, Bobby.
No, it's a little late for that, man. I needed you, and you let me down. I needed you, Alex.
Bobby, Alex is only trying to...
Stay out of this, Elaine. It's between Alex and me. There's only one thing that I want from you right now, Alex. And that's for you to get out of here. I don't want to see you again. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to know you, man.
Bobby.
All right, come on, all right? Just get out, all right? Just get the hell out of here. Still say I'm not such a good actor?
You bet. bastard.
Come on, ring. Blap. Blap.
It's 2:50, Bobby.
I know what time it is, Elaine. Please stop telling me what time it is. I mean, it's going to ring before midnight, and then that's that, you know?
I haven't said this yet, but it's going to ring.
Okay, now hold it down, because, like, there's only 40 seconds left. It's going to ring, right? I just know it. It's going to rain.
Maybe your watch is off.
No. It has to be by my watch. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Zero. 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 I promised myself I'd quit acting. I didn't get a job in 3 years. Well, it's been 3 years. What the hell? I'll give myself another 3 years.
There he is. That's my dog.
Excuse me. Hamlet, come over here. I'll teach you to growl at me. Wait till I get you home.
Officer, where is this insane man going with my dog?
Your dog?
See, he admits it.
Officer, this is my dog, and I'm taking him.
Officer, this is my dog, and he's not going anywhere.
Hey, why don't you just stand them at a distance and let them call the dog? Whichever one he goes to gets the dog, right?
This guy ought to run for borough president.
All right, officer, where do I stand?
You stand over there.
Fine.
Where do I stand?
And you stand over there. Sit, boy. Now, what I say, so I want you both to call the dog's name. And whichever one he goes to, that's the dog's owner. And that's that, okay?
Okay.
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 Oh, 1 second.
Huh? What was that all about?
I just want to make sure no one's carrying any meat.
Well, I guess that's that.
Hey, man, why would he do that?
Go with the guy that beats him.
It's his dog! It's his dog! It's his dog!
Right, Mr. Walters?